ओम हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम। स्वरूप प्रतिष्ठः स्वस्वरूपं स्वरूप प्रतिष्ठो हि असौ तदा भवति यत्र न अन्यत् पश्यति न अन्यत् शृणोति न अन्यत् विजानाति अन्यस्य हि अन्यतः भयं भवति न आत्मनः एव आत्मनः भयं न आत्मनः एव आत्मनः भयं युक्तं तस्मात् आत्मा एव आत्मनः अभयकारणम् आत्मनः आत्मा एव आत्मनः अभयकारणम् स्वरूप प्रतिष्ठः हि असौ तदा भवति हि बिकम्स् एस्टाब्लिश्ड् इन् हिस् स्वरूपम् असौ स्वरूप प्रतिष्ठः भवति हि बिकम्स् एस्टाब्लिश्ड् इन् हिस् स्वरूपम् यत्र न अन्यत् पश्यति वेर् वन् डस् नाट् सी एनिथिङ्ग् एल्स् न अन्यत् शृणोति वन् डस् नाट् हियर् एनिथिङ्ग् एल्स् न अन्यत् विजानाति नो एनिथिङ्ग् एल्स् वन् डस् नाट् सी एनिथिङ्ग् एल्स् हियर् एनिथिङ्ग् एल्स् अण्ड् नो एनिथिङ्ग् एल्स् अन्यत् न पश्यति न अन्यत् पश्यति न अन्यत् शृणोति न अन्यत् विजानाति सो इफ् अ पर्सन् बिकम्स् एस्टाब्लिश्ड् इन् हिस् स्वरूपम् देन् वेर् हि डस् नाट् वन् डस् नाट् सी एनिथिङ्ग् एल्स् हियर् एनिथिङ्ग् एल्स् अण्ड् नो एनिथिङ्ग् एल्स् देर् इस् इन्डीड् फियर् फार् अ पर्सन् फ्रम् अनदर् सोर्स् देर् इस् इन्डीड् fear for a person from another source anyasya hi anyatah bhayam bhavati anyasya anyatah hi bhayam bhavati there is indeed fear for a person from another source na atmanah eva atmanah bhayam yuktam it is not proper that one is afraid of oneself tasmat therefore आत्मा एव आत्मनः अभयकारणम् देयरफॉर आत्मा अलोन इज द सोर्स ऑफ फियरलेसनेस फॉर वनसेल्फ तस्मात् आत्मा एव आत्मनः अभयकारणम् देयरफॉर आत्मा अलोन इज द सोर्स ऑफ फियरलेसनेस फॉर वनसेल्फ ही बिकम्स फियरलेस बिकॉज दिस प्रतिष्ठा इज इन वनस ओन स्वरूपम् Swarupa, because this Pratishtha is in one's own Swarupa. Nitaram Sthitihi. Swarupa Pratishthahai is a Bahuvrihi compound. And it means one who has abundance in one's Swarupam. Swarupe Pratishtha, Swarupa Pratishtha. One who has abundance in one's swarupam. Swarupam pratishtha yasya. Sa swarupa pratishtha. So it means one who has abundance in one's own swarupam. There are no exact translations for words like swarupa pratishtha. If you translate it as rooted in one's own swarupa, you are conveying a possibility of division of actual and the ideal, actual and ideal. It is better to retain in the Sanskrit word and explain what it is. Bhashyakarah integrates a Chandogya Vakyam, 7th chapter, 24th section, 1st mantra, here in his sentence. That is the style. When you read this sentence, it breeds Chandogya. The part of the sentence integrated here defines bhuma. The part of the sentence integrated here defines bhuma. Sukhaswarupam. Yatra yasmin na anyat pashyati. Swasmat anyat na pashyati. Saha bhuma. Yasmin nanyat pashyati. Swasmat anyat na pashyati sa bhuma. Where he does not see something else that is bhuma. It does not mean he does not see another. It means anyaha. It means anyaha san anyatna pashyati. Anyaha san anyatna pashyati. Remaining different from what is seen, he does not see another different from himself. So bhuma is a masculine gender word, synonym of the word Brahma. Bhuma also means infinite reality. Reality which is of the nature of infinitude is said to be bhuma. Bhuma and Brahma mean the same. Only difference is Brahman is a neutral gender word. Bhuma is a masculine gender word. He uses that vakyam here to point out that one who is Swarupa Pratishtha has fearlessness. Anyasyahi anyataha bhayam bhavati. One is always afraid of something else, someone else. Na atmanaha eva, atmanaha bhayam yuktam. It is not proper to think that one is afraid of oneself. The word atmanaha occurs twice. In one place, it is sixth case, and in the other, fifth case. Atma cannot have fear from itself. If one says, I'm afraid of myself, that is different. He is afraid of some past memories. The one who has memories, who has the unconscious, is one person, and the conscious person is another. The conscious person is afraid of the unconscious. So one has created a split inside. It's a very beautiful thing. Please listen carefully or read carefully yourself. The conscious person is afraid of the unconscious. So one has created a split inside. The actual is afraid of the ideal. I create out of myself an ideal person who is critical of me. Therefore, I'm afraid of myself. That is why we have to just teach children the value of values. So they develop values and not just give them some ideas as to how they should be. Tasmat atma eva atmanaha abhayakaranam. Therefore, atma is the cause of fearlessness. A second thing, not being there. It's a very important lesson. I'm reading the same paragraph again. He uses that vacuum here to point out that one who is Swarupa Pratishtha has fearlessness. Anyasya, see, Swarupa Pratishtha is a synonym of the word Sthita Prajna. Anyasya hi anyaha, anyataha hi anyasya hi anyataha bhayam bhavati. One is always afraid of something. Something else, someone else. Na atmanaha eva atmanaha bhayam yuktam. It is not proper to think that one is afraid of oneself. The word atmanaha occurs twice. In one place it is sixth case and in the other fifth case. Atma cannot have fear from itself. If one says, I'm afraid of myself, that is different. He is afraid of some past memories. The one who has memories, who has the unconscious, is one person, and the conscious person is another. the conscious person is afraid of the unconscious. So one has created split inside. The actual is afraid of the ideal. I create out of myself an ideal person who is critical of me. Therefore, I'm afraid of myself. That is why we have to just teach children the value of values. So they develop values and not just give them some ideals as to how they should be. Tasmat Atma Eva Atmanaha Abhyakaranam. Therefore, Atma is the cause of fearlessness. A second thing not being there. Sarvatohi Nirbhayaha Brahmanaha. Sarvatahahi Nirbhayaha Brahmanaha Drishyante. Satsu Bhayahetuhu. Sarvataha hi nibhayaha brahmanaha drishyante satsu bhayahetushu. Satsu bhayahetushu. Tacha ayuktam asati bhayatrani brahmani. Tacha ayuktam asati bhayatrani brahmani. Tasmat tesham abhayadarshanat asti tadabhayakarnam brahmaite. Tasmat Tesham Abhaya Darshanat Asti Tad Abhaya Karanam Brahma Iti. We do not see everywhere Brahmanas who are not afraid of anything. We do see everywhere Brahmanas. We do see everywhere Brahmanas who are not afraid of anything. When there is cause for fear, that is not tenable if Brahman is not there, which is protected from fear. Therefore, since we see their fearlessness, that Brahman, the source of fearlessness, exists. Bhashyakara Maitreya had a number of occasions to meet with the Brahmanas who were jnanis. Therefore, he says, Sarvato hi brahmanaha nirbhayaha drishyante. Brahmanas are seen everywhere, free from fear. See, brahmanaha here means jnanis, okay? So we pray every day. Brahmanasantu nirbhayaha. Brahmanasantu nirbhayaha. So we pray every day. He is recollecting the word. Sarvataha means everywhere. Are they free from fear? Because there is no bhayahetuhu. No. Satsu bhayahetushu. Even when there are legitimate causes for fear, Brahmanaha nirbhayaha drishyante. Brahmanas are seen fearless in spite of, even though there are sources of fear. Now he connects this discussion to the topic of Brahma Astitva. Topic of the existence of Brahman. Tacha Ayuktam. That fearlessness is not possible. Asati Bhaya Trane Brahmani. Asati bhayatrane brahmani. If Brahman is not there, which is the source of protection from fear? That fearlessness is not possible if Brahman is not there, which is the source of protection from fear? Every living organism is subject to fear. No living organism is without fear. There is fear of survival, fear of the loss of possessions, and so on, that are innate to any organism. Brahmanas also have a body that is subject to fall and to fall ill. They also can lose things. There is reason for fear. Still, they are fearless. That is possible only if there is Brahman. which is the cause for their abhayam. Tasmat, he says, tad abhaya karanam brahma asti. Brahman, which is the cause of their fearlessness, exists. Kada so abhayangato bhavati sadhakaha. Kada asau abhayangataha bhavati sadhakaha. Yada nanyat pashyati atmanicha antaram bhedam na kurute tada abhayangataha bhavati ityabhiprayaha. When does the seeker become fearless? When he does not see a second thing. When he does not see anything, any division in himself, then he becomes fearless. This is the idea. I'm repeating it. Kada asau abhayangataha bhavati sadhakaha. Kada asau abhayangato bhavati sadhakaha. Yada nanyat pashyati atmanicha antaram bhedam na kurute tada abhayangato bhavati ityabhiprayaha. When does the seeker become fearless? When he does not see a second thing. When he does not see any division in himself, then he becomes fearless. This is the idea. Now quietly, he connects you to the next sentence by commenting on the previous sentence differently. This is nice way of connecting. Connecting without connecting. The way in which he comments connects you to the next sentence. He raises a question, and when he answers, it connects you to the next sentence. Kada, when, aso sadhakaha, this seeker, abhayangato bhavati, gains freedom from fear. When this seeker gains freedom from fear, when this seeker gains freedom from fear. That's the question. When does the seeker gain freedom from fear? Yada nanyat pashyati swasmat anyatana pashyati. Yada nanyat pashyati swasmat anyatana pashyati. When he does not see another different from himself. Advaye atmanicha antaram bhedam na kurute. Advaye atmanicha antaram bhedam na kurute. Antaram means bhedam. He does not create any fraction of division within himself. Udaram also, please make a note, there also aram means bheda only. He does not create any fraction of division within himself. He does not take Atma to be a splinter from the whole, a spark of divinity, or a small chip of the Ishvara block. When he does not make any difference, Kartra Karma Bheda, subject-object division, or Sajati-Vijati Bheda, species difference, or swagata bheda, internal difference in the Atma, he becomes fearless. I'll repeat. Kada, when aso sadhakaha, this seeker abhayam gato bhavati, gains freedom from fear. Yada nanyat pashyati, swasmat anyatana pashyati. When he does not see another different from himself, advaye atmanicha antaram bhedam na kurute, does not create any fraction of division within himself, does not take Atma to be a splinter from the whole, a spark of divinity, or a small chip of the Ishvara block. When he does not make any difference, kartru karma bheda, subject-object division, or sajati vijati bheda, species difference, or swagata bheda, internal difference in the Atma, he becomes fearless. Yada punaha avidyavasthayam ki yasmat yeshaha அவித்யாவான் அவித்யா பிரத்யுபஸ்தாபிதம் வஸ்து தைமிரிக்க த்விதீய சந்திரவத் பஷ்யதி யதா புனஹ அவித்யாவஸ்தாயாம் ஹி யஸ்மாத் ஏஷஹ அவித்யாவான் அவித்யா பிரத்யுபஸ்தாபிதம் வஸ்து தைமிரிக்க த்விதீய சந்திரவத் பஷ்யதி ஆத்மன் ச ஏதஸ்மின் பிரம்மணி உத் அபி அறம் உத் அபி அறம் உதரம் ஓகே உத் அபி அதரம் அறம் அல்பம் அபி அந்தரம் அறம் மீன்ஸ் அந்தரம் அந்தரம் மீன்ஸ் சித்ரம் சித்ரம் மீன்ஸ் பேதம் ஏதஸ்மின் பிரம்மணி உத் அபி அறம் அல்பம் அபி அந்தரம் சித்ரம் பேதம் பேத தர்சனம் குருதே பேத தர்சனம் ஏவஹி பய காரணம் அல்பமபி பேதம் பஷ்யதி இத்யர்த்தஹ இன்டீட் ஆன் தி கான்ட்ரரி இன் தி ஸ்டேட் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ் வென் திஸ் இக்னரண்ட் பர்சன் சீஸ் திங்ஸ் செட் அப் பை ஹிஸ் இக்னரன்ஸ் லைக் தி பர்செப்ஷன் ஆஃப் அ செகண்ட் மூன் பை அ பர்சன் சஃபரிங் ஃப்ரம் கேட்டராக்ட் அண்ட் வென் ஹி மேக்ஸ் ஈவன் அ ஃபிராக்ஷன் ஆஃப் டிஃபரன்ஸ் in the self, which is Brahman, that is, he sees the slightest difference, then he becomes fearful. The perception of difference alone is the cause of fear. Indeed, on the contrary, in the state of ignorance, when this ignorant person sees things set up by ignorance, like the perception of a second moon by a person suffering from cataract, and when he makes even a fraction of difference in the self, which is Brahman, that is, he sees the slightest difference, then he becomes fearful. The perception of difference alone is the cause of fear. Yada hi eva yeshaha, yada hi evaisha, யதா ஹேவைஷ ஏதஸ்மின் உதரமந்தரம் குருதே யதா ஹேவைஷ ஏதஸ்மின் உதரமந்தரம் குருதே அத தஸ்ய பயம் பவதி யதா ஹேவைஷ ஏதஸ்மின் உதரமந்தரம் குருதே அத தஸ்ய பயம் பவதி யதா ஹி ஏவ ஏஷா ஏதஸ்மின் உதரம் அந்தரம் குருதே அத தஸ்ய பயம் பவதி இஸ் தி வாக்கியம் தட் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ட் நவ் உத் உத் மீன்ஸ் ஈவன் அறம் மீன்ஸ் அ ஃபிராக்ஷன் அண்ட் அந்தரம் மீன்ஸ் டிஃபரன்ஸ் வென் ஒன் டஸ் ஈவன் அ ஃபிராக்ஷன் ஆஃப் டிஃபரன்ஸ் So, Udd means even, Aram means fraction, and Antaram means difference. Udaram Antaram Kurute means, when one does even a fraction of difference, Atha then, Tasya Bhayam Bhavati, for him there is fear. Same Bhagavan, who is the source of fearlessness, becomes the cause for fear. When one sees differences. If someone says, I am not afraid of God, one more question will reveal his fear. I have to just ask him, what is that you are afraid of? He will reply, I am afraid of death. That is God. Death is called Lord Yama. I am afraid of aging. That is also God. Aging takes place due to Kala, time. And it is Kala Devata. Whatever you are afraid of is God. The statement, I am not afraid of God, is childish without understanding what it is all about. Yada, when, punaha, again, avidya avasthaya, while there is ignorance, when again where there is ignorance, the word yada does not refer to any particular time, like 4 o'clock. It means when one is under the spell of avidya. When one is under the spell of avidya, this person is avidyavan purushaha, one who has avidya. What is that avidya? It denies you of your swarupam and creates in its place another entity. What is there is one non-dual, whole, divisionless Atma, not knowing I am this Atma. You see yourself as a limited individual. The difference between limited and limitless, the difference between limited and limitless is limitless, infinite. It means, I'm repeating again actually, when one is under the spell of avidya, this person is avidyavan purushaha, one who has avidya. What is that avidya? It denies you of your swarupam and creates in its place another entity. What is there is one non-dual, whole, divisionless Atma. Not knowing I am this Atma, you see yourself as a limited individual. The difference between limited and limitless is limitless infinite. Therefore, avidyaya pratyupasthapitam. Avidyaya pratyupasthapitam vastu pasyati. He sees a second vastu that is set up by ignorance. Avidyaya pratyupasthapitam vastu pasyati. He sees a second vastu that is set up by ignorance. Taimirika dvitiya chandravatu. Taimirika dvitiya chandravatu. Like seeing a second moon because of cataract. Taimirikam means cataract. Taimirika is cataract. Taimirikam is perception. Timira is cataract. Timira is cataract. Taimirikam is cataract caused wrong perception. Timira is cataract. Taimirikam is perception born of cataract. Where everything looks double, it is called Taimirika Drishtihi. Similarly, due to avidya alone, one sees the non-dual Atma as full of duality. Duality means I become insignificant. Ud aram antaram kurute. When one sees division in the Atma. Which Atma? Etasmin advitiya vastuni. In the Brahman which is one without a second. Etasmin advitiya vastuni. In the Brahman which is one without a second. Which is satyam jnanam anantam. He sees difference. What kind of difference? Even a fraction of difference. If one says, I am part of the whole. I am a viseshaha to the whole. He comes under this Veda darshanam only. You need to be the whole to be totally satisfied. You need to be the whole to be totally satisfied. The love of everyone is, I want to be the whole. The fact is, you are the partless whole. You need to recognize I am the whole. Therein lies freedom. When one makes even a small difference, then there is fear for him. So, Bheda Darshanam Yevahi Bhayam Bhayakaranam seeing oneself different from everything else is cause for fear. That is said in the next sentence. Ath tasmat bheda darshanat hetoho tasya bheda darshinaha atmanaha bhayam bhavati tasmat atma eva atmanaha bhayakaranam avidushaha. Ath tasmat bheda darshanat hetoho tasya bheda darshinaha atmanaha bhayam bhavati tasmat atma eva atmanaha bhayakaranam avidushaha. Then because of that reason, the reason of seeing differences, there is fear from oneself. For that seer of difference, then because of that reason, the reason of seeing differences, there is fear from oneself. For that seer of difference, therefore, for an ignorant person, the self alone is the cause for fear. And for an ignorant person, the self alone is the cause for fear for himself or herself. Atha tasya bhayam bhavati is the vakyam explained here. For that person who sees divisions, there arises fear from that divided atma, and therefore atma eva bhayakaranam avidushaha. For an ignorant person, oneself alone is the cause for one's fear. Athatasya bhayam bhavati is the vakyam explained here. For that person who sees divisions, there arises fear from that divided atma, and therefore atma eva bhayakaranam avidushaha. For an ignorant person, oneself alone is the cause for one's fear. In the 11th chapter of the Gita, we see Arjuna frightened seeing the Vishwarupam of the Lord because he excluded himself from the Vishwarupam, and that is Bheda Darshanam. Vishwarupa Darshanam is not the teaching of the Gita. If that is so, the next 7 chapters will not be there at all. Arjuna also would not ask a question in the very next chapter as to who is greater, the one who worships Saguna Ishvara or Nirguna Brahma. In the Gita, we also see this expression, Atmaiva Hyatmano Bandhu, Atmaiva Ripuratmanaha. 6th chapter, 5th verse. One is an enemy to oneself. Non-understood Atma is the cause of fear. Understood Atma is the cause of fearlessness. Atma does not have two roles to play. Ignorance makes divisions in Atma and causes fear, and knowledge removes the divisions and causes fearlessness. Therefore, avidushaha bhayakaranam atma eva. Therefore, avidushaha, for an ignorant person, bhayakaranam, the cause of the fear, atma eva, atma only. Atma alone is the cause of fear for ignorant person. Tad yetad aha, tad brahmatvameva, tad brahmatvameva, bhayam bheda darshinaha vidushaha. Ishvaraha anyaha mattaha, aham anyaha samsari, iti evam vidushaha, veda drishtam ishvarakhyam, tadeva brahma, alpamapi antaram, kurvataha bhayam bhavati, ekatvena amanvanasya, tad etad aha, tad brahmatvameva, bhayam, veda darshinaha, vidushaha. Tvameva bhayam bheda darshinaha vidushaha. Ishvaraha anyaha mattaha, aham anyaha samsari. ஈஸ்வரஹ அன்யஹ மத்தஹ அஹம் அன்யஹ சம்சாரி இத்யேவம் விதுஷஹ பேத திருஷ்டம் ஈஸ்வராக்கியம் ததேவ பிரம்ம அல்பமபி அந்தரம் குருவதஹ பயம் பவதி ஏகத்வேன அமன்வானஸ்ய. That is said that Brahman indeed is source of fear for a vidwan who thinks. That Brahman indeed is source of fear for a vidwan who thinks Ishwaraha is different from me and I am a samsari, different from Ishwara. That is said that Brahman indeed is source of fear for a vidwan who thinks Ishwaraha is different from me and I am a samsari, different from Ishwara. For such a vidwan, the one who creates the slightest of difference and who does not know the oneness, the same Brahman known as Ishwara, who is seen differently, becomes cause of fear. Tat Brahma tu eva bheda darshinaha ஏகத்வேன அமன்வானஸ்ய விதுஷஹ பயம் பவதி. That Brahman itself becomes the cause of fear for the vidwan who sees differences and does not see the oneness of Atma. He is vidwan api avidwan eva. Even though he is a vidwan, he is ignorant only. What kind of vidwan is he? Ishwaraha mattaha anyaha. He knows only this much, that Ishwara is different from me and he exists as someone sitting elsewhere. You do not require to study for 12 years and use all your skills in logic to prove Ishwara is different from you. And an uneducated person in the remote village knows this. It is waste of time to study various schools of Dvaita with the Nyaya Shastram and so on. This Vidwan thinks not only that Ishwara is other than himself, but also Aham Ishwarat Anyaha Samsari. I am a Samsari different from Ishwara. The difference is both ways. I am not Ishwara, but Ishwara includes me. Is also erroneous thinking. I am not Ishwara, but Ishwara includes me is also erroneous thinking. Please make a note. I am not Ishwara, but Ishwara includes me is also erroneous thinking. Therefore, Bhashyakara says, in both ways. For that kind of vidwan, Bheda Darshanam, Ishwarakyam tadeva Brahma bhayam bhavati. Brahman known as Ishwara and seen differently becomes the cause of fear. The same Brahman means Brahman which is the cause of fearlessness. The slightest difference is enough for fear to arise. Bhashyakara explains amanvanasya as ekatvena amanvanasya. For that Vidwan who does not see Brahman as non-dual, who does not recognize the oneness of Atma Brahman. Tasmat Vidwanapi Avidwaneva. Tasmat Vidwanapi Avidwaneva. Saha Yaha Ayam Ekam Abhinnam Atma Tattvam Na Pashyati. தஸ்மாத் வித்வானபி அவித்வானேவ சஹா யோயம் யோயம் ஏகம் அபின்னம் ஆத்ம தத்துவம் ந பஷ்யதி. யோயம் ஏகம் அபின்னம் ஆத்ம தத்துவம் ந பஷ்யதி. யஹா அயம் ஏகம் அபின்னம் ஆத்ம தத்துவம் ந பஷ்யதி சஹா வித்வானபி அவித்வானேவ. Therefore, even though he has knowledge, he is ignorant only who does not see the oneness of the Atma Vastu. Tasmat, therefore, yaha na pashyati, he who does not see, I am ekam abhinnam atmatattvam. This one undivided non-dual atma. Saha vidvanapi, even though he is a vidvan in other areas, he is avidvan alone. There is no difference between the vidvan who does not see the oneness of the atma vastu and an avidvan when it comes to self-ignorance. There is no other knowledge that can make you see, I am not ignorant. You study any discipline of knowledge at every level, there is a lot to know. In any given area of a discipline of knowledge that you study, I am ignorant continues. I am ignorant continues. The more you know, the more ignorant you are. The only knowledge that can make you say, I am no more ignorant, is the knowledge of Atma Ekatvam, oneness of Atma. Then you are Vidvan, even though you are Avidvan in other areas of knowledge. So Bhashyakara says, that Vidvan who does not see the oneness of the Atma Vastu is Avidvan only. That Vidvan who does not see the oneness of the Atma Vastu is Avidvan only, and he will have fear. Uccheda hetu darshanat uccheddyabhimatasya bhayam bhavati anuccheddyam hi uccheda hetu. Uccheda hetu darshanat uccheddyabhimatasya bhayam bhavati anuccheddyam hi uccheda hetu. Anyone who considers himself as subject to destruction becomes fearful at the sight of that which causes destruction. Anyone who considers himself as subject to destruction becomes fearful at the sight of that which causes destruction. The cause of destruction in the ultimate analysis is not subject to destruction. The cause of destruction is not subject to destruction. For one who thinks, aham uccheddyah, I am subject to be felled, I am subject to change and death, there is always a uccheda hetu, something around that brings about uccheda, destruction. You see somebody coming with a gun, there is fear. You raise your hands and you are ready to raise your legs also. Bhagavan in the form of Lord Yama becomes uccheda hetu. But really speaking, anuccheda atma. Atma is not born, nor does it die. And neither can weapons destroy atma, nor can fire burn. Such an atma, which is anuccheda, becomes uccheda hetu. For the one who thinks, I am subject to uccheda, destruction. The reference is given below. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyah. Second chapter, 20th verse. Nainam chindan, 23rd verse also. Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha, nachainam kledayantyapaha, nasoshayati marutaha. So those verses are referred to. Tanna sati uccedahetau, tatna asati, tanna sati uccedahetau, anuccedye tadarshanakaryam bhayam yuktam sarvancha jagad bhayavat drishyate, sarvancha jagat bhayavat drishyate. In that which is the cause of destruction and which itself is not subject to destruction, is not there, then fear arising from the perception of that is not tenable. But we do see the whole jagat with the fear. Tadasti uccheda hetu. When uccheda hetu, cause of destruction is not there, which is swayam anuchedyaha, then tadarshana karyam bhayam na yuktam. Fear arising from the perception of that atma is not tenable. In the absence of uccheda hetu, no fear is possible. If I take myself to be different from everything else, then I am within time and place. Then everything else affects me, including the body. I become uchedyaha, subject to being affected. All complexes and fears are centered on I. For that I, everything else becomes uccheda hetu and bhaya hetu, including in the source of destruction, including the planets. Sarvam cha jagat bhayavarta drishyate. The entire jagat is seen with fear. What is the conclusion from all these discussions that is being said? Tasmat jagataha bhaya darshanat gamyate nunam tadasti bhayakaranam uccheda hetu anuchedatmakam yataha jagat bibheti iti. Tasmat jagataha bhaya darshanat gamyate nunam tadasti bhayakaranam uccheda hetu anuchedatmakam yataha jagat bibheti iti. Jagat bibheti iti. Therefore, since fear is seen in the jagat, it is understood that the cause of fear certainly exists. It is not subject to destruction, but which is the cause of destruction of which the world is afraid of? Uccheda hetu should be anuchedyaha. It cannot be uchedya. If it is, it cannot be destroyed. That's the meaning. It cannot be uchedyaha means it cannot be destroyed. If it is, there will be the defect of infinite regression. Anything in time is uchedyam. Even gods are uchedyaha. Only Brahman is anuchedyam, as it is not within time. Tasmat jagat bhaya darshanat, sorry, jagataha bhaya darshanat. Since fear is seen in people, nunam gamyate, certainly it is understood that bhayakaranam brahma asti. That Brahman which is the cause of fear exists. Yataha jagat bibheti, of which the entire jagat is afraid. He is connecting this to the next line. Tat etasminnapi arte yeshaha slokaha bhavati. So in this meaning also, there is this mantra. The Saptamanavaka Bhashan is completed. Om Hari Hivom Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Hivom. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.